The Folksy video.
Hi, everybody. Later this month, I'm going to Alaska.
Features dripping glaciers, raging wildfires, and Alaska natives hanging salmon to dry.
As Alaskan permafrost melts, some homes are even sinking into the ground. The state's God-given natural treasures are all at risk.
In the video, the president says he's coming to Alaska because it's on the front lines of our changing climate, with lives and communities already being disrupted.
Because what's happening in Alaska isn't just a preview of what will happen to the rest of us if we don't take action. It's our wake-up call. The alarm bells are ringing. And as long as I'm president, America will lead the world to meet this threat before it's too late.
Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski says she hopes President Obama will keep his eyes open rather than come to Alaska with a predetermined agenda.
Well, I think we're all looking forward to welcoming the President of the United States to Alaska, his first official trip to see our state. I think it is somewhat disappointing, though, that he apparently intends to use this as nothing more than a backdrop for climate change.
Fellow Republican Congressman Don Young used less diplomatic language. In a press release, Young said he hopes the trip won't be a platform for the president to, quote, pander to extreme interest groups using Alaska as a poster child for their reckless agenda. Young described that agenda as locking up critical resources like oil, gas, and minerals. The White House video does not mention the Alaska and climate-related policy that's been making national headlines this summer.
We have news here that the U.S. has issued conditional approval for Shell, Royal Dutch Shell, that is, to drill in the Arctic.
With federal approval, Shell began drilling last month in the Chukchi Sea. The company is hoping the Interior Department will approve deeper drilling into oil-bearing rocks any day now. Environmental groups say the administration's greenlighting of Arctic drilling just doesn't square with Obama's stated aim of leading the world in fighting climate change.
It's a pretty evident contradiction.
Margaret Williams works on Arctic issues for the World Wildlife Fund in Anchorage.
It is absolutely clear that greenhouse gases are driving change in the Arctic, and to solve the climate problem, we have to be stemming the source of greenhouse gases.
Greenhouse gases come primarily from burning fuels like coal, oil, and natural gas. International climate negotiators will meet in Paris in December. They'll try to agree on how fast to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Their aim? Keeping the Earth's climate from warming more than 2 degrees Celsius. A study this year by British energy researchers found that climate change can only be kept under 2 degrees by leaving Arctic oil in the ground. In Unalaska, I'm John Ryan.